Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. I'd like to begin sharing a message, a call for consecrated service. And we have such a great privilege as God's people to do anything for the Lord. There's not an angel in heaven, but what glories at every opportunity of service. And we, as His children on the earth, should desire to do the same. David is recorded in the book of 2 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, that he had a desire to build a house for the Lord, but it wasn't permitted him because he had been a man of war. Let me share a few scriptures in 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. Verse 2 says, "Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, 'Hear me, my brethren and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war, and hast shed blood.'" And then in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter, what we see here is David is commissioning Solomon, as the Lord desired, for Solomon to build that house. And in 1 Chronicles 29:1, the word of the Lord says, "Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God." Hallelujah. And beloved, as His children, you and I are called by the Lord and are helping Him through the power of the Holy Spirit to build a great house for the Lord. Now, this great house is not a building made of stone and mortar and bricks, but that which God has privileged us to do is to reach the lost with the glorious gospel of the good news. Every soul that is saved, God makes a part of that glorious spiritual house which is being built today on Jesus Christ, God's chief cornerstone as well as the foundation stone. And when you pray and you support the work of the Lord, you are preparing the hearts of men to receive the gospel for the King of Heaven. That's what he desires souls. And the greatest worship that we can give to the Lord is our total commitment and our willingness to give of ourselves to the utmost. He wants priests and kings who are consecrated completely to Him. And when we give to the Lord, not just of our finances, but of our time, our giftings, our talents, it's because we love God from the depth of our hearts. And this is the desire of God's heart. Remember, Jesus said to the woman at the well of Samaria, He said, "The Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth." And this is the chief and greatest commandment, that we could love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and spirit and strength. And so, beloved, God is looking through the hearts of men. He's looking for people who will love Him and obey Him and do whatever they can to see a glorious house built for the Lord. And sometimes this is hard to relate to because we're creatures of flesh and blood. We're sense creatures, is what we see and what we hear. But this is a spiritual house that God is building. It's a wonderful, wonderful privilege to be able to do anything for the Lord. Let me just share now some verses in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. I shared verse 1, but I'll go start now reading in verse 2. Now I have prepared, this is David speaking, with all my might for the house of my God, the gold, for things to be made of gold and silver, for the things to be made of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, listen to this, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold. He goes on to specifically say what they are. And then in verse 6, it says, then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and hundreds with the rulers of the king's word, offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000, 10,000 drams. And it goes on to specify what they were. And verse 9 says, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Hallelujah. What a wonderful privilege we have. Because he was a man of war, he was not allowed to build the house. But although he wasn't actually allowed to build the temple, he made great preparations for its building, as well as giving personal contributions to the construction of this magnificent edifice. Beloved, we are living in an hour when there are many that want to build a house in this hour. They're concerned about the external trappings, but God is building a house. The Word of God tells us, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. And while it is good to have a place of comfort and of beauty, that's not the important thing. What did I read in verse 1? It says, the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. And it's a glorious work to prepare a temple or a palace for the King of Heaven. In fact, he said in one place, does he actually dwell in a building? David was anxious that God should have a house worthy of his name. And of course, the Lord himself greatly desired this. So often today, as just human vessels, I think we tend to concentrate on making our physical churches as beautiful as we can, the best stone, the finest marble, the most exquisite stained glass windows, the most beautiful organ, all the things that pertain to making a comfortable and beautiful place of worship. And all of those are very nice and lovely, but I think the temple we need to concentrate on, and that's why this ministry has always focused so much on missions and reaching souls, is because God is building a temple without hands. And there's certainly nothing wrong with having a beautiful place to worship God in. But we have to keep first and foremost in our hearts and minds that God isn't dwelling in a house of stone or brick or mortar, but he dwells in a heart of flesh. The Bible tells us that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Also, it's important to note that God was as great when in the burning bush as in the temple. And the glory doesn't consist in the character of the house as much as the character of the occupant of the house. Corinthians 6 and 19 states, know ye not that your body is the temple, the palace of God, and that God dwelleth in you? Isn't that just amazing and staggering to consider? The full statement is this, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's. You know, so often when we hear messages on financial accountability and tithing and giving offerings to the Lord, we look at the fact that, well, we're stewards and this is what God has blessed us with, but we have to extend it far beyond the realm of just finances. Did you ever stop to think that your physical body is a gift from God? You are an eternal spirit, brother and sister. When the moment of death comes, your spirit will go to be with the Lord, if the Lord tarries. The way things are shaping up, we hear the message that we can lift up our heads because our redemption truly is drawing nigh. But if we could only see with spiritual eyes how much God desires that His people, that you and I, should be a house worthy of His great and glorious name. There's a comparison the Spirit of the Lord wants to make between the glories that existed in that magnificent temple that Solomon built and the temple that is being built today without hands by the precious power of the Holy Spirit, a beautiful temple that is God's habitation, God's building, that He is bringing men from every tribe, people, tongue, and nation to fill this house with His glory. Praise God. And in verse 2, we find David setting the example for all the people. He says, I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. And in verse 3, he says, I set my affections to the house of my God. Moreover, I have of mine own gold and silver given to the house of my God. Praise God. His example was one of love, generosity, and liberality. Praise God. Well, I see my time is drawing to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to an end. I do invite you, if you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence, and I invite you to write, if the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart, if you have some situations you're going through and there just doesn't seem to be any movement and you don't have a sense of victory, there's power in agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. Please know that I pray for you, my UCM partners, my spiritual family every day, as well as for you, my radio family, those of you who've never written. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.